Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Williams moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Cardenal scores. Santo moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Fanzone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fanzone scores. Hundley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Ray now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins takes first base on ball four. Hundley moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball four. Hundley scores. Kessinger moves to third. Jenkins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger scores. Jenkins moves to third. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to third. Beckert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Watson moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Upshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive towards the mound. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Williams scores. Cardenal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11 to nothing, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pat Bourque now playing first base. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bourque settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12 to nothing, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Monday moves to third. It's 13 to nothing, Cubs. Cleo James pinch runs for Billy Williams. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cleo James now playing left field. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Cecil Upshaw. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Alou moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Alou scores. Agee moves to second. It's 13-2, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-2, Cubs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hector Torres pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-4, Cubs. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. AG hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Cubs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Jim Crawford now pitching. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres misplays the ball. That's an error on Torres. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. James moves to second. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourque hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. James scores. Cardenal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 15-5, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal scores. Bourque moves to second. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 16-5. Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Rudolph now catching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crawford, and towards Rader, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Helms reaches second base with a double. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutza pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Helms scores. It's 16-6, Cubs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich misplays the ball. That's an error on Popovich. Alou scores. Agee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-7, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Gallagher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-8, Cubs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 4 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 16, and Houston Astros, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.